begin the grand up and set the sugar of lemon alf, begin the lemon alf, begin the master, begin with the Gemara, Ikark and Exelis. Well, if the land is stolen, which the Gemara is going to explain how Mamon of Shach it's going to be, which Tais really says, really, not Ikark and Exelis, because Emes of Dribbala is Sabbath, and the truth of Dribbala is a whole like this. That is the Shemin Lim B'Hoch B'Gizog B'Goyiz L'Basa, as the Gemara brings B'Bakam of the Kofi Tzav and Bezer, B'Loz B'Loz of Absokim, the Karki is Nixalis. So the Gemara didn't have to say that, oh, if it is or if it's not, because we know that he does hold this in Nixalis, but Eleretz L'Yash, the Gemara just wanted to go ahead and explain that the Halach would be, either way, whether he held Nixalis or not. But the truth is, we do know that he holds Karki is Nixalis. K'nun Nixtais is the Masl that begins with the words of the Gemara, Abel Gozl Eitz Masichich Ben. But if, let's say, he stole the wood and then he went and made a sukkah, so then that's going to have a different halacha. As Tais explains, that's not considered as a stolen sukkah, neither as a borrowed sukkah, because the kaninah b'shina meis b'shina Hashem, because since he acquires it, I mean, because if it would have been either one of those, it would be possible to conjugal gaz. We're talking about that you acquired with a change of action and a change of name, and therefore it's his. Right, more of Mishum Tekan Sashavim, simply because of the institution for people to repent, he acquires it, and therefore in Loyal of Lister Espinyan, he doesn't have to destroy his structure. Eliyaz Dom rather gives back the money, and therefore it's considered as his, and therefore he's Yaitz. Now, the other main Peker Yashin Listing said, and that Chabzayim Abay is the money Rabban Mekzulo, the Rabban agree by Solv Sukkah. So, how can we say that, that this would be considered his? So, Lavagus is Sukkah. It's not to my sukkah that's attached to the ground. As we explained, they consider that a sh'ula, because a karka ain't exiles. And neither is it when you steal wood and you make a sukkah out of it, as we explained in this case, because that's actually considered as his. Rather, the case is talking about when you steal a sukkah that's on the top of a wagon, on top of a boat, the atzman exiles, and that actually could be stolen. Because that's not attached to the ground, as most sukkahs usually are. Here it's not. And so it could be stolen. And it's not enough just to give back the money. You rather have to give it back as is. This doesn't have the institution for those to do tshuva. Here he didn't put in the effort to build it into his structure. He didn't spend any expenses on it. That's the case of a stolen sukkah, and that's what Rabban would hold, that would be a apostle. It's really for nothing. The Rashi is pushing to explain the pasuk that excludes gezula in such a case. Natin and gezula, because the b'nachsev loch, when it says chayka sukkah tasa locha, where the natin and gezula we exclude a stolen sukkah from perkei yoshin of chavzayim and beis, which says biblically before zakan sashavim. So the gezul eitz masich ben, when you steal wood and you make a sukkah out of it, shinachas l'biyosihu. That's a change that could be go back to its original state. The rice lekani, biblically you're not kinda with such a shina without yish. So of course the sukkah is going to be puzzle, even if he acquires the wood. The institution of the beam, that's only rabbinic. The crowd that's excluding gezulim and took him the rice is obviously going on a biblical level. The film of the rabbanon below agol of a svina, ikolok mikra, and even rabbinically, says Tesis, even without a wagon and a boat, you could explain the pasuk that we're excluding as gezula. This is a different case. Reuben builds a sukkah in the courtyard of Shimon with his awareness. Then Shimon, whose property was made on, grabs Reuben out and he kicks him out of the sukkah. That's not going to be qualified as a borrowed sukkah, keeping the lake Reuben, because it's not in the domain of Reuben to be like as if you're borrowing it from Reuben. And Vilodemi the Karka, neither is it comparable to land, because where it's in the possession of the owner, Lukach in Karka Nixelis. So therefore land cannot be stolen. But the sukkah is of Reuben is not in the domain of Reuben, it's in the domain of Shimon, because it's in this courtyard. So when Shimon removes Reuben from a sukkah, that would be considered the case of a stolen sukkah, according to Tesis. Ksuv next test master begin with the words Gemara Rabbi Yudas Abayos Lemekshin Lulav Lasek. We don't compare Lulav to Esrik. Now Pesach B'Kohen Drash explains why not, even though it's in the same pasuk, Kabbas Tamarim and Priyat Zadah. Lehuk Shalom Zemezem. That He didn't have this messiah of a hekesh comparing one with the other, and blame nidrish litrish masman because you nidrish litrish masman. Person cannot on their own expound one of the 13 hermeneutic principles. El kabuchem, the only one you could do on your own is a kabuchem. But the hekesh, you cannot. Our taste is b'temik deila pirish. That's a great wonder what he's explaining. Because I feel a smuchin even when you have psukim near each other, the hanish nimik krezus smuchim zelzeh. Even if it's not in the same pasuk, it's just two psukim near each other. Nitlul darsh manat Torah, a person who could biblically expound, because remember Shivamas like the most Shivamas of Dalman of smuchim and Torah. And how do you know that when you have a pasuk near each other, you could expound the shemek? Says in the pasuk smuchim lad lo ilam. Pasuk in Tilm says that when things are near each other, soon be emes v'yashar, it's made with truth and with justice. When you have two things comparable to one pasuk, and fellow that Yehuda darsh muchin, even according to Yehuda who doesn't expound muchin, elahecha the muchach muchin only where it's obvious and when it's superfluous. I mean, Hashem like Gemara says about it, come up and make kesher ma'ida. That's only because it's too pesukim. But in the same pasuk itself, he agrees. So the rather says Taisus kol amidas adam dami atzus. It's not true. Not like Rashi said, all the yigmar amidas a person could make up on his own. Chutz mikzer shav except for mikzer shav, which compared to two different words that are the same words from but two different contexts, two different places. They end on done. A person cannot make that elam ken lomdim rab unless he learned it from his teacher. So what? Then what's the pshat over here? So then we're back to the question. But hekesh you could learn on your own. So why didn't you learn the hekesh comparing that of lulav to from esrik to lulav regarding hadar? So it's of hagav besvar pliki. Here the disagreement is regarding logic. The esh dvarim she'en lehekesh unless it's but there are certain things that even though it's in the same pasuk, it doesn't make sense to compare them. And says Taisa Hashem Miksaba, maybe because he held Lishayach Lashon Hadil Bepeis, the terminology of Hadil, beauty is only by fruits, not by a palm tree branch. And therefore, that's why he held that there's no halacha of comparing the Lut to Esther in this law of Hadil. We continue with the next Taisa, the Maschat. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Ein Ugnes Lulav El Bemina. You only let tie the Lulav with the same species. Taisa says, Tim, it's a wonder. Hey, Rabbi Lameima. How do you want to say that the reason why you could only tie it with the same species? Mishum the Bayah Hadar, that's what the Gemara was entertaining because of Hadar. How could the Gemara entertain that? But Pasal b'masnitin, but the Mishnah later on the Bab and Bezin validates, b'gemayin yishal zahav, with these ribbons of gold, so you also mishum know that they would make because of beauty, and that's not a problem about Hadar. So obviously it's because it's not because of this. So how can you say that because of Hadar? Maybe the Gemara could have said that according to your reasoning that you're asking, the lack of hadar, then why would they even validate it? And you're right, the Gemara could have responded as such. We continue with the next taisis, the maschal that begins the words of the Gemara, lematz esrik. If you don't find the esrik to use, on sukkahs, lo yabu, lo yidim, lo yipadish, you shouldn't bring not a pomegranate, not a quince, don't bring some other fruit. Taisis, yesh daktik bekan. What you can infer from here is dim lematz kasher. So if you don't find a kosher esrik, you should make a bracha on a pasla esrik. Why? Because in the Nakad, Parashat Mitzvah, in fact, it says if you don't have esrik, don't bring a quince or a pomegranate. The inference is that, but if you find an esrik that is pasla, then you should make the bracha on that one, just not if it's a different species. You could definitely reject that because although we're saying that don't bring a Parashat Mitzvah, because maybe you would have thought that actually better than a pasla esrik, because at least it's complete and it's beautiful. But for sure, a pasla esrik, for sure, one should not use and not make a brach on that. So he says, "Aba yeshal daktik d'shari," but one could infer that it is permitted to take a pasla esrik, my lulav pasla, like a pasla lulav, as we find the rabbanon b'shas atchak. We find according to rabbanon in a pressing situation, like the chum said to Yehuda that ain't shas atchak raya, but it sounds like b'shas atchak you could take a lulav yavish. So therefore, maybe that would be a reason to say that by esrik pasla too. One could use it if one doesn't have an esrik kasher.